Overview. The problem is seen in the fact that the linear rational servant can only look outwardly and not only remains totally ignorant of an inner reality that it is blind to, but it demands that all of mankind ignore and even reject the higher causal reality that can only be sensed and understood through the development of the intuitive centers of mind. Like the tip of the proverbial iceberg, what is observed protruding out of the water is very small in relation to the immense body of ice that is beyond man's normal scope of vision lying beneath the waterline. And because our culture and linear learning environment actually inhibits the development of the intuitive, it remains atrophied and latently embryonic. This is seen in the fact that when the leaders of the Jews, Pharisees, asked Jesus when the kingdom of God would come upon the earth in the manner that they believed it would, he told them that it would never come upon the earth so as to be seen with their eyes, that look outwardly, because the kingdom already exists within them, see. And it is accessed through the development of the intuitive spheres of mind that are positioned to look inwardly, which then must be balanced with the outward-looking rational linear. In the parable of the prodigal son who is subject to the limited perception and understanding of what Jesus portrayed as the outer darkness of mind and being, see outer darkness. Man dwells in a world of illusions, see Plato's cave, that are an illusion of mind impressed into the allegorical images of nature. In her book, The Gospel of Mary of Magdala, Jesus and the First Woman Apostle, author Karen L. King writes, "The Gospel of Mary communicates a vision that the world is passing away, not toward a new creation or a new world order, but toward the dissolution of an illusory chaos of suffering, death, and illegitimate domination. The Savior has come so that each soul might discover its own true spiritual nature, its root in the good, and return to the place of eternal rest beyond the constraints of time, matter, and false morality." The error of Karen King is typical, in that in her failure to properly apply the key of knowledge, she perceives Mary Magdalene as a flesh and blood woman, not understanding that Mary is representative of the intuitive spheres of mind that must be evolved and raised up in order to tap into and connect with man's inner source of being and ultimately the true prophet. Overview. Spiritual, intuitive, development. One of the primary objectives of the original scriptures was the development of the intuitive spheres of mind that brought about enlightenment through the eventual anointing, Messiah/Christ. Of the mind which enabled the seeker/disciple to transcend the natural barriers of the physical and be taught directly by God, but to even begin to accomplish the spiritual transformation of the body and physical consciousness. Those spheres of mind associated with the intuitive had to be developed and then integrated with the rational linear at a higher level of man's consciousness and being than his normal organic consciousness would naturally permit. Thus, in their original condition, before being corrupted by the church, see, the scriptures were intended to begin the process of the heightening and enlargement of human consciousness, see expansion of mind, that would enable the seeker/disciple to become enlightened and be taught by God, that is, it is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me, John 6:45 NKJ. And it was for this reason that the historical man Jesus commanded his disciples not to be called teacher or rabbi, that is, but you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brethren. Matt 23:8 RSV. And this was commanded, because ultimately, there is only one true teacher, and that is the true prophet, often referred to as the Logos, the Son of God, and the teacher of righteousness. And that those lost prodigal sons who look to other men as their teacher, rabbi or leaders, will be greatly deceived and misguided, is why the disciple Peter in the Clementine homilies declared, "Hence, O beloved Clement, if you would know the things pertaining to God, you have to learn them from him alone, because he alone knows the truth. For if anyone else knows anything, he has received it from him or from his disciples." See the search for the true prophet/logos/son of God within one's own mind and being. Overview. If we pose the question as to how blind to man's higher soul and spiritual reality the linear rational mind is, both the blindness and mental impairment and dysfunction is so severe that the person who is limited to normal linear reasoning is portrayed as being dead in the scriptures. See the dead know nothing. Thus, the lopsided development of the linear rational, which is brought about in our cultural educational systems by pseudo-intellectuals who only utilize and develop the linear outward spheres of mind, and by the very nature and purpose of instruction, totally suppress the intuitive spheres of mind, inhibit the whole development of mind to the degree that the students become intellectually flatlined and totally incapable of grasping higher understanding of both self and the life the person is living, that in their original condition prior to being corrupted by the church, see the scriptures which are allegorical, see an inconvenient truth, contained important teachings and catalysts that developed the intuitive spheres of mind catalysts, which began the process of connecting the seeker slash disciple with both the higher reality of their soul and what the original disciples called the true prophet, who was and is the one teacher that Jesus said to seek out. It was this enlightening of the mind of the seeker slash disciple that was the very purpose of the teachings of Jesus, which were originally called the Way. And thus, the development of the intuitive by virtue of the important teaching that were removed by the church, and the catalysts of the allegorical scriptures, brought about the fulfillment of the original objectives portrayed in the Encyclopedia Britannica under the heading, The History of Christian Mysticism, where it reads, although the essence of mysticism is the sense of contact with the transcendent, mysticism in the history of Christianity should not be understood merely in terms of special ecstatic experiences, but as part of a religious process lived out within the context of the Christian community. From this perspective, mysticism played a vital part in the early church. Early Christianity was a religion of the spirit that expressed itself in the heightening and enlargement of human consciousness. Overview. How blind to the true meaning of the scriptures and the realities of life is the linear rational mind, which is associated with the pseudo-intellectualism that is promoted by our culture and taught in our schools today. In the subheading of Flawed Human, Linear Reasoning, in the article An Inconvenient Truth, it reads that, and that human reasoning, the quasi-religious dogma of man's religions and his philosophical schools of thought, are always in error by virtue of their lack of balanced development between the linear and intuitive spheres of mind, which lack of balance invokes a blindness to the higher reality of the soul and the mysteries of the kingdom of God, which reality Paul presented in the words, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world. Call 2, 8 NIV. And the degree that the seeker of truth is to abandon and reject the dogmatic and philosophical, linear, reasoning of this world, is further presented in the words of the Apostle Peter, who is quoted in the writings of his disciple Clement. Therefore great care is to be taken, that when the law of God is read, it be not read according to the understanding of our own mind. For there are many sayings in the divine scriptures which can be drawn to that sense which everyone has preconceived for himself. And this ought not to be done. For you ought not to seek a foreign and extraneous sense, which you have brought from without. See the spiritual disenfranchisement of the mind. Overview. If neither the true meaning of the allegorical scriptures or the realities of life itself can be understood using the understanding of our own mind, when man is dependent upon the linear rational spheres of mind, only then can man begin to understand why the Apostle Paul warned that the believer should not depend upon human logic and reasoning, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world, which to their own detriment the church has ignored this warning. What the Apostle Paul portrays as the basic principles of this world is the linear reasoning, which physicist Niels Bohr stated that the great extension of our experience in recent years has brought to light the insufficiency of our simple mechanical conceptions and, as a consequence, has shaken the foundation on which the customary interpretation of observation was based. These mechanical conceptions make reference to Darwin and the theory of evolution, which is born out of the blindness of human linear reasoning and logic. A blindness portrayed by William A. Tiller in the words, the present scientific establishment has grown somewhat fossilized by its current world picture and is locked into a view of reality that has outlived its usefulness. It has begun to limit mankind's growth and has so increased its sense of specialization, separateness, materiality, and mechanical computer-like functioning that it is in real danger of self-extermination. See Science Proves Religion. So the question becomes, will mankind's rejection of the reality portrayed by the modern physicist, as well as his abandonment with the original purpose of the gospel teachings, cause him to go the way of the dinosaur and bring him to the precipice where his reliance upon linear reasoning has placed him? In real danger of self-extermination? Overview. The design and objective of the scriptures. By design, the objective of the scriptures is to bring about the necessary balance and development of the linear, rational, and intuitive spheres of mind, which balance permits both the linear and the intuitive to evolve and develop beyond the natural organic barriers that are supported by the physical body vessel and ultimately enabling the seeker slash disciple to tap into an inner source of knowledge that is beyond normal human understanding. While it is the linear spheres of mind that read the literal text of the scriptures, the linear must rely upon the intuitive by utilizing the allegorical symbols as a catalyst to bring about a higher perception and understanding of the written text. What this means is that the linear, which makes sense of what is read, is reliant upon the development of the intuitive to understand the meaning of the allegorical symbols, and it is the balance of the two spheres of mind that bring about the necessary evolution, which was portrayed in the above as the heightening and enlargement of human consciousness, see expansion of mind. The objective of the scriptures and the original teachings of the way was to bring about the spiritual transformation of the seeker slash disciple. And this was accomplished through the interaction of the linear and intuitive through the catalyst of the allegorical symbols of the scripture's symbols, which portray the very universal laws and forces of mind and being, which not only evolve and mature both the linear and the intuitive spheres of mind, enabling what is portrayed as the third force of mind to connect with man's inner source of being. Overview. What is necessary is the interaction of the linear and intuitive on equal footing and importance, one not dominating the other. With this interaction being carried out within the catalysts of the laws and forces of mind that are manifest in the allegorical symbolism of the scriptures, which interaction has the potential to evolve both the linear and the intuitive, manifesting a higher and enlightened vision, understanding, and knowledge of self and creation, in the third force that is said to make the two one flesh, in the higher reality of soul and spirit, where it sounds the warning in the foregoing that, therefore great care is to be taken, that when the law of God is read, it be not read according to the understanding of our own mind. Because the linear spheres of mind that are bound to this physical world are always limited in the spectrum of understanding what is beyond its perception and comprehension. And when the linear mind attempts to interpret the scriptures, which are not designed for this purpose, the conclusions are always in grave error. And all the countless sects, opinions, religious philosophies, and doctrinal positions are all based upon this grave error, which is the reason why the Apostle Peter further warns, see foregoing. For there are many sayings in the divine scriptures which can be drawn to that sense which everyone has preconceived for himself. And this ought not to be done. For you ought not to seek a foreign and extraneous sense, which you have brought from without. The natural human linear understanding of the scriptures is not only always in error, and the beginning of an enlightened understanding of both the scriptures and life itself starts with a condition of wholeness of mind functioning within the balance of the laws in the environment that permits the heightening and enlargement of human consciousness. Overview. In order to be effective, this process of transformation must be brought about within the environment of body slash mind that is allegorically portrayed as the good ground in the parable of the sower and the seed. This, to the degree that the gospel account warns that if you fail to understand and put the teachings and concepts of this parable into practice, that you will not be able to understand any part of the true spiritual meaning of the scriptures and / even life itself. That is, know ye not this parable? And how then will ye know all parables? The application of what Jesus portrayed as the key of knowledge, which has the potential to unlock the inner narrow straight gate to the kingdom within, is brought about through the process of turning the scriptures within oneself as the seeker slash disciple begins to consciously interact with the laws and forces of mind that control the seeker slash disciple's spiritual condition of mind, and being thereby evolving and transcending the physical through the experientially gained esoteric knowledge of the cosmology of mind in the endeavor to know thyself. Thus, the profound statement preserved in the Gospel of Thomas, "But if you will not know yourselves, you dwell in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty. Whoever finds himself is superior to the world." When properly understood, the design and objective of the scriptures is to use as a catalyst to initiate and bring about this self-knowledge that without which the person is portrayed as dwelling in poverty, and it is you who are that poverty. Overview. The biblical code. It is important to understand the reality presented in the Gospels when Jesus spoke to the multitudes in parables, a system of allegories designed to conceal the inner meaning from the multitude of hearers, while permitting only a select group of hearers to understand the esoteric truths that were being revealed. See mystery of the Gospel. And when his disciples asked Jesus why he spoke in enigmatic parables and did not speak plainly to the people, Jesus said of his disciples, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Mark 4:11-12 NIV. The word outside denotes those who Jesus portrayed as dwelling in the outer darkness of mind and being, see outer darkness. And the word translated secret is the same word translated mystery at the foregoing link, mystery of the gospel, and makes reference to an esoteric knowledge that is beyond man's organic, natural comprehension, is a reality that few modern believers or the critics of religion have been able to come to terms with, see an inconvenient truth. Yet, in a state of spiritual denial, the modern church attempts to ignore the implications of what these words convey. In explanation of the above teachings of Jesus, the Wycliffe Bible Commentary writes that the initiate was instructed in the esoteric teaching, which was not revealed to outsiders. The mystery of the kingdom and its ultimate development is the full-orbed message of the gospel, Rom 16:25-26. The purpose of parables was to instruct the initiates without revealing the items of instruction to the ones who are without. This is in keeping with the biblical principle that spiritual understanding is restricted to those who have become spiritual. Overview. Why and how is spiritual understanding restricted to those who have become spiritual? Because higher spiritual perception and understanding is dependent upon wholeness of mind. The physical consciousness of the body only supports the development of mind that pertains to the physical. The linear spheres of mind in their natural organic state can only assess outward phenomena that the linear spheres of mind can only perceive a very limited and partial perception of. But even more importantly, when Jesus is portrayed as only speaking in parables to the multitude of hearers, which means that among those who are portrayed as the multitudes, those who possess the innate ability to understand the deeper spiritual meaning of the parable were those who also possessed the innate potential to be awakened by the parable, while the majority of the hearers remained bound by human organic reasoning that made it impossible for them to understand the true meaning of the parabolic teachings. And while the reader should be moved to immediately question why the few possessed an ability to perceive and understand that the vast majority of the multitude of hearers did not, few students of the scriptures even possess the insight to question what makes these few different from the rest of the multitude of hearers. In fact, the modern Christian, who is anchored by the 4th century man-made dogma of the pagan Church of Rome, is simply incapable of answering this ultra-important question, where it can be said that the 4th century Church of Constantine put to death the spirit of the church. See above the corruption of the church. Its spiritual castration, which totally alienated the congregation of believers from comprehending even what was left of a corrupted and spiritually sanitized New Testament, see Bible corruption, was implemented in the 16th century. As an example of how the Christian world was literally forced to adhere to the dogma of the secular priests and emperors, when the doctrine of the pre-existent soul was outlawed by the Emperor Justinian, the Britannica confirms that the emperor then forced his will upon the church when he banished the Pope to Egypt, and afterwards to an island, until he accepted the council, which he ultimately did. See Teachings on Pre-Existent Soul. Overview. After relenting to the will of the emperor, and finally accepting the decree of the emperor after 7 months of imprisonment, it is reported that the Pope met with an untimely death before he could even return to the Vatican. And while it is true that most of the modern-day doctrines of the Church was forced upon the Christian world in this same violent manner, and the vast majority of modern-day believers are all victims of what has come to be known as the Stockholm Syndrome, the removal of this important original teaching has had such far-ranging implications that it has become impossible for modern believers and critics alike to even begin to get a valid sense of the original gospel meaning and objectives. The modern church is faith-based, founded upon blind faith, because the reader lacks the necessary tools to even get a sense of the very purpose of the original teachings of the way. And this secular imposed intervention, where the Christian world was literally forced to succumb to the decrees of the emperors, has had the far-ranging effect of spiritually castrating the church. Overview. Without an understanding of the journey of the pre-existent soul, and the manner in which the universal symbols in both the scriptures and the parables can act as catalysts which awaken the hearer or reader, it is impossible for the reader/hearer to comprehend even how this system of allegory and parabolic instruction works. And in not understanding how the system of instruction works, it is not at all understood how the symbolism employed within the parables and scriptures were designed to act as catalysts, which initiated impressions and intuitive knowledge from within the mind of the person, originating from the other side of the barrier between the person in this physical world and their higher soul self that dwells in a non-physical spiritual world. See man as an embryonic soul image. and those who have in their more distant past developed their mind and being through. The heightening and enlargement of human consciousness. See, the heightening and expansion of mind are in the present able to receive and comprehend the spiritual meaning of the symbols of both the parables and scriptures, which means that everything is dependent upon the necessary development of mind, and especially those intuitive spheres, which enable the person to connect with their soul and inner source of being that exists beyond the barrier of the physical, and this development through the heightening and enlargement of human consciousness is necessary to fulfill the gospel teaching on the one teacher, which the disciple Peter portrayed as the true prophet. See taught in parables, the key of knowledge, and that the whole of this world, which is blind to the cause, and the laws that bring about and orchestrates all events in this world, a condition of blind ignorance that Jesus portrayed as the outer darkness of mind and being, see outer darkness, is what necessitates the opening the inner door to learn the true meaning of the events of this world, as well as the true meaning of the catalyst symbols used in the scriptures, that is, the warning of Peter. Therefore, great care is to be taken that when the law of God is read, it be not read according to the understanding of our own mind. For there are many sayings in the divine scriptures which can be drawn to that sense which everyone has preconceived for himself, and this ought not to be done. Overview. For you ought not to seek a foreign and extraneous sense, which you have brought from without. See flawed human linear reasoning. What this means is that no one that is, either believer or unbeliever, will understand the true spiritual meaning of the scriptures, a meaning that is beyond organic human comprehension, unless the individual person has been enlightened by what the disciples portrayed as the one teacher and true prophet as to the true meaning. Why? Because spiritual understanding is restricted to those who have become spiritual. And the very purpose of both the scriptures and the laws that control all events in this world is to bring this higher understanding about in the life of the worthy seeker/disciple. Overview. The Apostle Peter warned the seeker/disciple not to rely upon human perception and comprehension in their quest to understand the meaning of the scriptures, and it is this same rejection of human linear reasoning and the quest to learn from the true prophet the meaning of the scriptures that develops the intuitive spheres of mind and prepares the seeker/believer to understand the forces and laws that bring about and orchestrate all events of this world. In the same way that we have the ability to learn and acquire the ability to read, and we do so by learning to interpret the symbols of letters and words, all of life is written in a language that we must learn to interpret the symbols of. And I often portray this as the language of the soul that the key of knowledge must be applied to. Because the atheist or the linear rational-minded person who sees only the outer physical aspects of this material world remains blind to both the causal factors of what is experienced as well as the laws and forces which present all events to each person, and remains ignorant of the choices presented to him/her within the labyrinth of one's scripted life. The atheist, the linear rational, as well as the person who remains undeveloped, believes these encounters are the result of accident, the unknown, human nature, animal compulsion and/or natural occurrences and selection. This is, of course, a lie promoted by blind pseudo-authorities who have been alienated from their own higher soul nature, and as such, they lead the people in the wrong direction. Those few who develop the intuitive spheres of mind are able to not only escape what Jesus portrayed as the prison and the blind ignorance of the outer darkness, a condition whereby the person sees only what is portrayed as the illusions of Plato's cave, but also perceive the causal factors of each encounter and the laws which present to us our choices within the labyrinth. Part of us, that is, our higher soul self that is not manifest in this world, not only knows the meaning of the symbols of life, but also the causal factors initiated by the laws which are presented to us in the manner of a labyrinth that scripts every aspect of our life. Overview. The purpose of this world is the evolution and advancement of the soul of man, and one of the primary objectives that is necessary to bring this evolution about in the reality of the individual is to develop the intuitive spheres of mind that permits one to perceive and comprehend what lies beyond the curtain of the outer darkness, and begin to develop the ability to understand the whole encounter of life that the individual experiences. The scriptures are written in a series of allegorical symbols, see an inconvenient truth, that act as a catalyst which has the potential to bridge the inner divide between the person we are in this world and our higher soul reality. And as the person begins to advance beyond the physical organic mind, they begin to perceive that all of material nature is itself imbued with symbols of mind and consciousness impressed into the forms of nature that we interact with. See the illusion of the forms of matter. and when it is understood that the source of all that we see in the material world is in the unseen etheric field that modern physicists have now proven surrounds all physical forms in this world, see the folly of Darwinism, and science proves religion. Then, as the seeker begins to unlock the allegorical language of the scriptures, which act as catalysts within his own mind and being, the same esoteric reality of nature itself begins to unfold to the mind of the disciple of the way that is. Jesus said, "Recognize what is in your sight, and that which is hidden from you will become plain to you." Gospel of Thomas. Overview. Religion as a system of education. When Jesus promised that his disciples will know the truth that will set them free, John 8:32, he was not portraying the plight of blind faith and belief in man-made dogma that has bound and enslaved the modern church today, but rather, that his followers will become immersed in a system of spiritual development known as the Way, that will evolve and anoint Messiah/Christ, their mind in order to reveal all the mysteries of creation to their elevated and enlightened understanding. The fact of the matter is that while those who are portrayed as teachers teach, in reality, even those who teach know that they have no real answers as to the meaning and mysteries of life. So in reality, it can be said that those who teach are merely dispensing cultural and philosophic speculation to others, regardless of the fact that those who teach possess no real knowledge. Overview. If we even begin to ask the question, how important is the development of the latent intuitive spheres of mind associated with mysticism? What is today known as faith-based religion is portrayed in the Bible as the elementary teachings designed specifically for entry-level congregations of believers. What the Apostle Paul portrayed as the testimony of Christ was set forth to the people he converted as a starting point. And when it is understood that the objectives of the original teachings of the Way were in fact parallel to that of our modern educational systems, that is, the heightening and enlargement of human consciousness, with the objective being to learn directly from the source of all knowledge that creation was brought into existence to bring about in the eternal reality of the soul of mankind, then it can also be understood that if the objective of our educational system is to obtain a university and graduate degree, then the beginning of the educational process starts with preschool or kindergarten, that is, an entry-level environment which is necessary to prepare the student to embrace the process of higher learning. In the same way that you can't enroll an immature student in a college or university, so too must entry-level Christians be exposed one step and level at a time in a religious-based process that brings about their own spiritual maturity and attainment. And this design and objective of the teachings of Jesus and the Way is explored in the chapter of the article The Three Lies entitled The Mystery of the Gospel. And it is further demonstrated that the pre-Nicene Church, before 325 CE, very much resembled a spiritual healing center that was totally focused on the objective of the development of the seeker/disciple, one level at a time, of the congregation of believers, see the secret doctrine. To the degree that the church was accused of being a secret system that taught the spiritually mature a totally different doctrine than the congregation of believers. And in reply to the allegations against the church by the pagan philosopher Celsus, it was noted that the elementary doctrines, which survive today as the foundation of faith-based Christianity, was said to be preached in the churches for the simple-minded and for the ears of the common crowd who are led on to live better lives by their belief. Origen contra Celsum. So what happened? Overview. In the article The Secret Doctrine, the pre-Nicene Church is presented in its finest moments as a three-tier healing system, which served the needs of the people at every level of the process. But what happened? In time, the proverbial saying that the inmates took over the institution came to pass, and the charlatan political leaders of the lower echelon put to death the genuine spiritual healers who were the original core and spiritual essence of the church, resulting in the reality that the entry-level beliefs became the only surviving teachings. When the original Ebionite Nazarenes and spiritual Gnostic Christians were hunted down and murdered because they refused to accept the doctrines of the emperor of pagan Rome who ruled over the church beginning in the 4th century. Overview. Based upon the dogmatic folly of pseudo-authorities, such as Martin Luther, who promote the thinking that you have completed the process even before you have begun, that is, the dogma that once you say your Jesus prayer, that you have fulfilled all gospel requirements, these easily proven fraudulent doctrines, see the lie and the 10-minute test, are easily demonstrated to be spiritually counterfeit. Again, under examination, we can easily perceive a parallel relationship between the original teachings of Jesus and the Way and our modern-day cultural educational systems. When a child is first introduced into the system as an entry-level student, What is presented to the child is a vision of the final result, where the graduate student is able to become a doctor, lawyer, engineer, computer programmer, or some other professional. The child is told that if they ardently embrace the objectives of the educational system, prepare their minds through proper study and application, that they can arise and fulfill all cultural expectations and find great success in their lives. From the vision presented to the entry-level student, the promise of success is never presented from the perspective of the dropout or those who flunk out and fail to take advantage of the learning environment that the educational system provides to the student. It is not at all suggested that you can hang out in school without study and application and collect your university degree by merely putting in your time and going through the motions of going to school. And what is not at all understood today is the fact that the promise of the scriptures is parallel to that of the promise presented to the child who enters our educational system, in that the promise of the scriptures portrays the reality of those who sincerely engage and complete the process of the original objectives of the heightening and enlargement of human consciousness will attain the promised results, and this promise cannot be achieved by those who become spiritual dropouts.